With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The average Thanksgiving dinner won't hurt your wallet as much as it did last year. That's the word from USDA economist Anne-Marie Coons.
We'll see the total cost lower than the previous year.
So, with that in mind, just exactly how much will it cost?
$23.77 compared to last year, $29.27. So a savings of $5.50 or 18.8%.
And Kuhn says one big reason for this third year in a row of falling Thanksgiving meal costs is the growing productivity of our farmers.
It hasn't been really one thing driving prices down. It's been a multitude of things. Oil and gas prices previously, those have started to go up, but still at a lower level. Energy prices had been down. We'd seen really great production. And that's one thing that's kind of held through into 2018. We started to see energy and gas prices increase, but production has still really been great for a lot of these farm commodities that are associated with the foods that we're purchasing.
The shopping list survey includes turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls with butter, peas, cranberries, a veggie tray, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and coffee and milk. Retail turkey prices, by the way, are at their lowest since 2014, coming in at $21.71 for a 20-pound bird, or roughly $1.36 per pound. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.